The government's effort to bring down the price of prescription drugs for people on Medicare has received a lot of criticism lately. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says rightly so.
The Bush Medicare prescription drug program, 2 weeks old, has turned out so far to be a lobbyist's dream and an aging American's nightmare. I covered the inception of Medicare on July 1, 1966. Originally, it contained no provision for out-of-hospital drugs, in those days a minor expense. Since then, thanks to inflation and costly new drugs, medications have become a major expense. A study by the New England Journal of Medicine, as the new program went into effect on January 1st, warned that 42 million Medicare beneficiaries and their physicians were being besieged by pharmaceutical plans that few could understand. The first 2 weeks have been catastrophic. More than a dozen states have had to pitch in to provide emergency supplies, and some of them are demanding reimbursement from the federal government. How did this long-studied program, one of President Bush's proudest boasts, start in such chaos? One answer is to be found in the intense lobbying by pharmaceutical companies and managed care organizations that accompanied the development of the program in Congress. Public Citizen, a public interest organization, found that 952 lobbyists spent a total of $141 million in 2003 making sure that the Medicare money would be siphoned through their companies. This was a free market run amok. Many of the lobbyists had come through the revolving door from Capitol Hill. In the end, the 415-page bill was negotiated behind closed doors in a Senate House conference committee. The lobbyists earned their keep. The provisions they promoted helped to ensure $531 billion for their clients over a 10-year period. Now, as with Katrina, facing disaster, the Bush administration is trying to plug the hole. The administration has told the insurers they must provide an emergency 30-day supply of any drug the beneficiary was previously taking, with old people charged no more than $5 per drug. So much for the Bush version of a free market. This is Daniel Shore.
And this is NPR, National Public Radio.